This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Anger is one of the only qualities, if it manifests itself to a point where action comes out, so the person is physically abusive or verbally abusive, they start insulting and saying awful things. Almost 100% of the time, you end up with regret. How could I have acted that way? How could I have said those things? And this is why our Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, listen to how he describes anger in the hearts of human beings. He says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in an authentic hadith in at-Tirmidhi, إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ جَمْرَةٌ فِي قَلْبِ إِبْنِ آدَمٍ. That anger is a jamra. You know what a jamra is? When you take hot coal and you burn it and torch it, after a certain time, do you notice that the coal itself becomes red? It's fused with heat and then it starts to spark when it gets out of control. That moment when the coal is burning and it becomes red and hot, that's how the Prophet ﷺ describes how anger sits in the hearts of Bani Adam, the children of Adam. So what does that mean? Scholars of the Arabic language explain. They tell us all of our good qualities, so our patience, our iman, love, care, tolerance, all the good qualities we have as human beings, reside where? Right here, in the heart. Now, if you take a ball of fire and it's placed in the heart, what ends up happening to all of those good qualities? They get burnt out. This is why anger, when you lose control of it, why it becomes so dangerous. Because all the other good qualities, slowly but surely, they disappear.